And you're back for another episode of Life Lesson Thrift Shop
with Aviel and Galit. And today,
we got something in the mail.
Right. We got a tent. We'll save you the suspense.
I wanted to draw that out a little bit more.
Okay. I just think, like, if it were me, I would have just skipped.
So, really?
Yeah, probably. But as with any episode, we're not here to talk specifically about the experience. We're talking about what we took away from it.
Yeah. And we're not specifically talking about the tent.
Right.
We're
it's talking what the tent about- represents.
Yes. So what does a tent represent?
The tent represents shelter and home and safety from the outdoor. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, no, it does. It really does. Like, you
okay,
know,
it can. It not in this
those
context,
mosquitoes
though.
Out. And I don't know. I feel I slept in a sleeping bag without a tent, not knowing that that's what I was getting myself into. That's a different story, but I do prefer sleeping in a tent versus a sleeping bag under the stars.
Right.
You know, when you're in the middle of a desert somewhere right. And it's freezing cold.
Yeah, I hear you. But if we were to stay on topic
and talk about the tent that we got and why right. This is so important
what we're
to us,
actually going to be talking
and
about
and why we're bringing this up in the podcast. Like, what does this mean to us?
So Galit and I finished our semester and final exams a few weeks ago.
Yeah, a few weeks ago already.
And we've been discussing, we want to go camping, let's go camping, where should we go camping?
And this was just like our whole final season and also beforehand. Like, mm-hmm. We're like, okay, once we finish finals, like, this was what I felt like kept us going.
Yeah.
In a way, like, we're just like, each time it was like, okay, one test, like one exam finished, and it's like, okay, gotta have the energy for the next exam. And we're just like, okay, guess what we're doing afterwards, guess what we're doing. And I guess what we are talking about, like, what this tent means to us,
mm-hmm.
It's really just about doing something that we love.
Yeah.
And not that we actually went camping before, like, properly. That's like one of the things we should also put out there, but we both really love nature, and
we think the experience could be fun. Like, we aren't really seeing a reason why we wouldn't enjoy.
Yes, and we just want to take time to do things that we love to do. And we're like, we're still like on the whole journey of purchasing the tent, because we do need to order another tent. But it's so funny. We're like, let's order one and then see how it looks and everything.
Right, if we like it.
Yeah, because we're like, okay, well, we don't want to buy two and then regret it, because returning would just be a hassle, and the return policy is a hassle also, like, in and of itself. That's like aside from the point. So we're not going camping just yet, but the whole thing that, like, I'm just so excited about is really starting to take time to do things that we love to do.
Because for us, that's a lot easier said than done.
Yes. We'll talk about, oh, I want to go on hikes more, and I want to go camping, and I want to travel, and I want to, I don't know, the list doesn't end. And I just always find a reason not to. And I'm realizing that those reasons that, oh, I have responsibilities, I kind of feel it's not an excuse, but I don't think that it is a valid reason.
Yeah.
Because what am I waiting for? Like, if you get to, like, the bigger picture, like, what is life?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you're working your entire life, and then you get to retirement, and then what? And the reason that I think I tend to talk to older people, and like, I was talking to our great uncle, and he was telling me how my great aunt really wanted to see the pyramids. I remember that's what he was saying. Like, that was something that she really wanted to do. And he told me that they just never got to it. Like, she had passed away, is it 7 years ago already? Almost. It's not quite seven. I think it's 6.5 years ago. And he said that that's something that he regrets.
Mm-hmm.
And he's finally retiring. And he's saying the reason that he's forcing himself to retire, because he's been working his entire life, and he was questioning if he should retire yet or not.
Yeah.
And he said, you know what? I am retiring, because what am I going to do? I'm going to wait until my body starts like giving out, because he has a friend or something. I don't remember who it was, but he was saying how I don't remember the exact story, but basically her body started giving out, and he was like, I don't want to wait until then to retire. I want to still be able to enjoy. And I feel like there are some things that, you know, you do in your 20s and you did, but like before, like what we did in our childhood, and then what Aviel, I'm talking to you. Just okay. So they know, because I'm looking at you and you told me like that's important. I tend to just like, look at you.
I didn't understand that it was at me, actually.
Okay.
Like, I didn't realize that you were talking to me.
Okay. So it's not only to you. I mean, it is to them as well, but I'm like, I don't know what age you guys are. So I'm kind of like talking to Aviel and you fill in the blanks where you stand with it. But there are things that, you know, you did in your childhood, and it's kind of like a memory of your childhood. It's something that you were able to do in your childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that it was socially accepted in your childhood, but that's just something that like kids do. I'm trying to think of examples, like staying out and catching fireflies. And that's something that you could still do now, but I feel like it's just,
it's a different, it wouldn't be the same experience.
Exactly. And so there are just certain experiences that I feel like is important to experience now, like going camping. We looked at places, like Avila and I looked at places, okay, where we're able to go camping. And yeah, I guess that's like our more responsible side coming in, like, okay, we don't want to just buy a tent. And, you know, right now we're in a city, so we just want to make sure that we're able to get to certain places to actually go camping, because I'm not going to go camp on the roof of the apartment.
Right. Or like, who would we go camping with?
Yeah.
And there were like, there are a lot of logistics.
I might go camping on the roof of the apartment.
Like, yeah, it's funny. Not
I'm saying that I'm not going to go camping on the roof. And I was like, well, maybe I would. That could be fun. But I do also want to go camping like in nature.
Right. Primarily, you want to go camping in nature.
Yes. And like near the water. And we're like, okay, well, which friends do we want to invite? But it was just a matter of like, okay, you know what? Let's buy a tent. Now we got one tent and we're like, okay, this is good.
Even though it has a hole in it.
But yes, a hole in the screen. So, well, like, it's not a rip, but it's just like, it's a hole.
It's a hole in the screen.
Yeah. Like, but not like the, you know, the mini holes that are supposed to be there.
It's
a big hole. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's a hole in the screen. But you guys get that. It's a big hole. And so that's like the only downside of it. But, you know, those things happen. And
customer service.
Yeah. So anyways, though, you know, you find that to be important too, Aviel, right? Like,
yeah. Like, there are things definitely that if you don't do them, it's probably not, you probably won't be able to do them. Not necessarily that you like physically can't or it's impossible to, but think about you in Spanish class. Mm-hmm. The first Spanish class that we did together in high school, like there was one other senior.
Yeah.
It was a different vibe because you felt like you were older and like not really part of like the little kids, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny. It came up like yesterday, right? We were talking about it. I was like, thank goodness I had another senior, because honestly, I didn't feel so out of place because there was another senior in the class.
Yeah.
And for me also, I was like, this is a second language of like, you know, second language I was taking. And so I
like
didn't
third feel... language altogether. It was your second language.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, this isn't bad. Like, I'm not like,
you don't feel bad. Like, oh, I'm super behind or something.
Yeah. I didn't feel that at all. But it was nice that another senior was in the class with me. And then Spanish too, I already had like, I don't know, I think it was like 5 seniors. I was like, I don't know where you guys came from.
Wait, but I have a better example. Oh. Going to Chuck E. Cheese. You can still go to Chuck E. Cheese. You can be 40 years old going to Chuck E. Cheese, but it's not going to be the same experience.
It really won't.
I mean, like, physically, it's also not going to be the same. Like, it won't be fun. You're a bigger guy. And
trying
maybe your
to
back
climb
hurts,
into
and
those.
Yeah, you're going to be touching boogers and spit. And like, that's not going to be a fun experience. You can still do it. It's not going to be fun, though.
Yeah. So, and you probably would also get some weird looks. Like, what are you doing
here?
Like, you got to probably rent that place out if you want to
go. No. I think what you would do is just be like, Johnny, come back. Where'd you go? And there's no Johnny.
Or that's when it comes, like, you're happy. I think that's kind of what happens. Like, when you have kids or, like, nieces and nephews, you're able to, like,
make up. You have an excuse to, like, do those things.
Yes, but, like, you can make up what you missed out. You know what I mean? Like, you go to those carnivals, and, like, maybe you didn't go to carnivals as a kid, and you're just like, okay, well, now I have a niece and nephew. I can do that.
Yeah.
But that's not the topic.
Right. So that is something that's, like, pulling us to do these things that we enjoy. Yeah.
Like, forcing us to take time to do things that... I don't know. I feel like this is something that I would regret not doing. I just feel like it's important, as responsible as we are, because we are responsible. And
too responsible. Always,
yeah, we'll always put everything like above what we actually want to do for fun and pleasure. But I think that fun and just what doing things that you love to do should be a priority.
Yeah.
Because I think that I would regret it so much more then, oh, I could have made more money. I'm like, well, you know what? I could always make more money. You know what I mean?
I should hope so.
Like, there's always room to say I could make more money. And right. I'm definitely responsible in the sense of, okay, I need to make sure that I'm saving. I want to invest. I want to be financially secure. But that doesn't go to say that should be my only priority, or that should always come above actually enjoying different things in life. Like, I think that I really made time for like pleasure when I was younger. Like, I was like, okay, yeah, now this is the time for fun. There was summer vacation, there was weekends. And then all of a sudden high school hit and I didn't have weekends anymore because I was just constantly studying for some class or working on some essay or going over some chapter in a textbook. And then, like, afterwards, it was just, I don't know, like, after that stage, it's just like, okay, you're just always busy and doing things.
Right, and I'm pretty sure we've spoken about this, and I came to understand that this past, like, exam season. So for us, it's not a week, it's, like, a full month that we're doing exams. And so, like, I just met someone, and normally... during exams, there's no way I would be doing anything social, doing anything for fun. Like, no, it's study, study, study.
Like, it's spread out. Watch
like a TV show and then back to studying.
Yeah. And it's like spread out within a month. So like it isn't like all like crammed in back to back, but you also don't really have that much time to go over everything. I mean, you do have time,
like 5 days.
And which I feel, because like you don't have a steady period beforehand. Like you don't have any time off. Like, okay, you have 2 weeks off before exams begin.
Right,
it's like you had your last class and don't worry, like in a week you're...
Like, and you could have like the third course that I was taking, its last class could have been after my second exam already. Like classes, you can still have classes during exam season.
Yeah.
Which is super frustrating, but that's, again, not the point. And so normally I wouldn't be going out. I wouldn't be doing anything fun. But like, because I had met this girl and I was like, let me try going out on a date. I remember the first one.
When you meet a girl.
The first date, it was like a week before an exam. And it was an exam that I was like really, really stressing about. I got a 99 in it. So like, I'm happy. But like I was so scared it was gonna tank my average. But anyway, so like I decided, like, partially, well, I did decide, but I kind of also understood that maybe I needed to put in more effort with this girl. And I was like, okay, you know what, let me do kind of like a picnic thing. And I made food, and like I spent the entire day making food and doing stuff. Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember. You spent the day preparing for
a
date that lasted, I don't know how long.
The entire time I was like, why am I doing this? I'm so upset.
Like, I have priorities and this is not one of them, but it kind of was becoming one.
Right. And this ties into our last episode of like being appreciated. Because, for example, if this girl, like if we didn't go out on another date, then... And even though we did go out on more dates, like, I don't think she knows that I put in this much effort. You know, that I spent an entire day, like, instead of studying for something that I was, like, really stressed about, I spent an entire day, like, trying to make sure that this, like, would go well, and it was, like, a nice presentation, and it tasted good.
But you did, she did appreciate it. didn't she?
She appreciated it, but like she didn't know what I went through.
Yeah.
Like that I spent the entire day.
Yeah.
Like she was like, oh, did you manage to like get some studying done today? And I was like,
no. I do remember that.
Yeah. And so that's something just that connects to last episode about like being appreciated. But anyway, so throughout like it continued this, like the dates. And so I did go on dates like during the exam season. I kind of forgot the point I was trying to make with this.
Maybe you were trying to make a point of making time even though...
Right. Okay. So here's the thing. I took time away from studying in order to go on dates.
I feel like...
At the end of the day, I did really well on exams. And I studied what I studied. And I'm pretty sure we've spoken about this before in like one of our older episodes, that if you give me a week to study for something, you give me 2 days to study for something, the difference in my performance probably, and I think for a lot of people, it won't be that significant. Mm-hmm. Like if you're given 2 weeks to turn in an assignment, or if you're given 3 days to turn in an assignment, like you'll probably get it done.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I mean, some things
it's just the standards that are set for you, kind of. Like, if your professor tells you, oh, you have 2 weeks, so in your head, okay, I have 2 weeks, and it's an assignment that takes 2 weeks. But if he gives, like, another class, you know, you could do an experiment with this. If he gives, like, another class 3 days to do the assignment, so, oh, okay, it's an assignment that takes 3 days. Mm-hmm. So
I get what you're saying. I mean, studying for exams, depending on, like, which exam it is, I'm like, okay, some of them take longer. And I'm like, you got to give a longer period to study. And then some of them, I'm like, okay, yeah, you can like 2 days, and you're like, all right,
yeah,
you can ace that thing.
Introduction to micro and macroeconomics.
Oh, I love that class. I think I told someone, I was like, if that's like the first class that you have to take, it should be the first class you should take. But I wanted to bring up another thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I went on a few hikes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like during the year, and I remember it was also during like a pretty busy period for me. Like I was also like traveling to our grandmother, and that was 3 hours like travel and at least, and like that's one way. And then like the way back, like I would stay for a few days and then come back, and I wasn't getting any studying done really when I was there.
Right.
And then it was just like also like school itself, and then my different like scholarships that I have to volunteer for. And it was just like things were just a little hectic. And I remember I was just like, I have a friend and we were talking about like how we both like hiking. And I made time for like one hike. And then I was just thinking, okay, like I really would like to go on another hike.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, do I have time for it? And I was just like, you know what? I don't care. I think it was actually my birthday. And like, we don't celebrate. Yeah, we don't celebrate our birthdays really. And I remember I was like, you know what? I have class that day, but it's like it was recorded.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, you know what? Yeah, can you do it? Like, can you go on a hike like on that Tuesday or whatever? I think it was a Tuesday. And he said, yeah. And I remember just having like one of the best days in a really long time. It made me so happy. Like, I love hiking and I love being in nature. And there's just like, you know, that like, okay, you know what? There's just things that are going on in life. But like, if you don't take a moment for yourself to just like, wow, enjoy, kind of like, what's the point?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I really am so happy. And then like afterwards, I think, okay, for him, it's really funny. He makes, it's not funny. It's amazing. Like, he takes a day each week and he's like, no, I need like, a day each week to like be in nature, to go on a hike, to do whatever. And I think we went on a hike like on my birthday, and then maybe like 3 weeks later or something like that, we went on another hike, and he was like, wow, it's been that long, that like it was that long ago. And I was like, is that like short ago? like for him, it's like, no, like once a week he needs it. And I'm
that's
like
interesting, like I'm thinking in my head, maybe I should incorporate into my routine like a permanent day, or not necessarily a permanent day, but like Monday evenings I take a break and I do something for myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'm thinking it's so now important. How, yeah.
And that's honestly what I was thinking to do in the summer. And it drives me crazy that I don't get like serious enough with myself with, okay, at this time, I'm just shutting everything down and I'm just like taking a moment to like read in bed or, and that's like something healthy. You need to like wind down before going to bed and you shouldn't be looking at your phone. And like for the past couple nights though, I'm very happy to say that I was like, wow, I actually went to sleep when I was tired and I read before bed. Like it just, it's such a good feeling of, you know, kind of like slowing down the pace and not trying to complete every possible thing that you can. And bottom line, I guess what like what I'm trying to say, like my perspective on this whole like matter is just that everyone says life is short. And I think maybe I'm a little different in that way because I remember when
I
was like, is your
life going to be long? Is that what you're saying?
No. because like I feel like people say, oh, life's short. And you're like, yeah, okay, life's short. And that's what everyone says. And it kind of doesn't really have any meaning.
I hope you have a long life, by the way. Like that wasn't what I was trying to say.
Yeah. No. I didn't think you meant anything bad with it. I mean, like, I don't like talking about lives. But anyways, I remember when I was younger, really young, maybe like 10 or something. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, life's short. And I just have to make sure that I'm doing everything that I want to get done already from now. Because otherwise, I'm just not going to have enough time. Like, I have to make sure I have things in order. Mm-hmm. And like, I remember telling that to one of our cousins and her telling me, you have an old soul. And I was like, are you trying to insult me? Like, I didn't say anything. I kind of just tried processing it because I didn't know what an old soul was. And like, the reason that I'm saying I was 10, because I'm like, okay, it was before then. Like, I'm like making the calculations. I was like around 10.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know why that's what my thought process was, but like for the longest time, I just know that in my head, I'm like, okay, there are things that I want to do. I shouldn't be scared of doing it. And I should just, you know, get it done. And I don't know what happened from when I was a kid until like when I actually became an adult, but I feel like things have changed. And I definitely think that like social norms definitely like affected it, had an impact on it because I think I was telling you this the other day. I was like, okay, I can't just be a student and I can't just be doing scholarships and I can't just be working. And I have to like do all that and then also have like a social life. And then also I have to like make sure that I know like where I'm headed in the future. And also I have to be like equally like upset and happy about like my life, because like you can't just be happy all the time, because like why are you happy? Like you have to be like upset, but then also you can't be like a Debbie Downer. Like you got to be happy and be like life is great. And like I'm just like, this is a lot to handle. Can I like, you know, just live the way that I think that I want to live? And that, okay, maybe that wasn't my point that I was making.
So, you know, before you make your point, maybe like this will add or take away or change it in some form. Something like we are saying, okay, right? Like we came to the understanding that we need to take a moment to do the fun things in life, to enjoy. And if you've been here for a while, like if this isn't your first episode you've listened to, you know that Galit and I want to go to Europe.
Yes, we do.
And why haven't we?
There are practical reasons that honestly, I kind of feel like they don't really exist. They just exist in our head.
Right. Meaning, okay, if we were to go now during the summer, there are going to be tourists there.
Maybe like it's just flooded with tourists.
Right. Okay. We can find a place that's maybe a little less touristy. Or if it's a matter of
what makes that place so special, like what's different from here and there. Like, I think that's one of the biggest things. Like, that's why we didn't end up going last year.
If I'm going to go to a park in Greece, well, I have a park that's like 5 meters away from me right now. Mm-hmm. So why, how is it going to be any different?
If I'm going to go to the beach, like, what's the difference? Like, have a beach here.
Right. How do I make sure that I'm not going to go and regret doing something or not doing something?
Yeah. Because if you remember last year, the whole reason that we kind of we wanted to go, but we're like, no, I think what we should do is go camping here and have fun here. And we ended up not doing it. We ended up not doing anything because we kind of relied on friends.
Yeah.
And it just never, like, plans just didn't work out. And we're like, okay, this summer we're like, we're doing things and people can join if they want to join.
Yeah. But another thing, not so much practicality, but just me being in my head, I don't know how to relax. I don't know how to just do nothing.
Mm-hmm. Like going back to Europe.
Do nothing. Yeah.
You're like, going back to Europe. Because we spoke about something for a second. I just want to make sure that everyone's on the same page. We're back to going to Europe and what the issue is.
So if I were to go to Europe and relax and vacation, I wouldn't know how to do that. And in one of the previous episodes recently, I spoke about a TED Talk that I saw with Donna Ariely, who he's a behavioral economist. And so he was talking about motivation. And one of the things that he spoke about was, why would people climb mountains? And he was saying, like, he climbed a mountain once, and it was painful going up, and it was tough getting to the top. And it wasn't that, oh, once we got to the top, we enjoyed the view, and it was satisfying. No, I was cold, and I wanted to get down as fast as I could, and it wasn't that pretty. And so he got down to the mountain, and then he was talking about, like, okay, people have a similar experience, and then they want to go again. Mm-hmm. And why is it? They're doing something that isn't obviously satisfying, obviously it's not obviously enjoyable, but people still do it.
So are you trying to say right now is that if we go on vacation, it's not that we're gonna enjoy it, but we're kind of gonna
so what I'm
like,
saying,
yeah, because you kind of like, I don't know if you saw the face that
I did see the face, and I was waiting for you to like cut me off, but
I was like, what
I'm saying is that people choose to do that even though it's not enjoyable. And why do they choose to do it? Because there is something satisfying with doing hard work and completing a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I'm saying is that I wouldn't know how to not do anything.
Oh.
I wouldn't know how to, if it was, okay, go spend the day at a beach, I'm not sure that I'd be satisfied doing that.
Mm-hmm.
If it would be, for example, going to different places within a city and being exposed to the culture, I think I would, because I'm pushing myself from my comfort zone, putting myself in a situation that I'm not familiar with. And I think in that I could find satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess if I look at a beach also in a similar sense, okay, I've never been here and I'm with people who speak a different language, then maybe like I could kind of convince myself that, oh, this is satisfying.
Yeah.
You know, but like what I'm saying is that if I were to go to Europe, I wouldn't know exactly how to vacation to get into that mindset that, okay, I don't have anything to do, and that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we're not actually going to know until we know. You know what I mean? Like, it could be that we'll get there, and, like, all of a sudden, because you have no connection to anyone there, it's like, wow, I really am existing in this moment only, kind of.
Yeah.
Because it's like nothing, no one knows me, I don't know anybody. I don't even know how to speak to them if they don't speak English. And like, you kind of are just like really in that moment of like, look what's around me.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I feel like that could be so cool.
Yeah. Are we going?
Yeah. Are we going? Actually, like afterwards, I do want to kind of like
do the research, the planning. Yeah.
Yes. Because we're going.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, so that's like just another thing that would, that's kind of like holding me back from doing the things that we enjoy, taking time to relax and vacation. But if it's like camping, so that's also like, it's not an easy thing. You're getting into a place that's not like home. You need to build your shelter. You need to like still be preparing food.
You have to be more alert, whether it's about animals or whether it's about, I don't know, people. And that's why we're like, okay, if we're going camping, we just want to make sure that we have a more secure place. Like,
yeah,
like we check that out as well, because yeah, we could go camping anywhere, but like we want to make sure that it's, I don't know, a safe place.
Yeah. So I think if we were to sum up what we're trying to say here is that we know that we have an issue with this, and maybe some other people do, with taking time and making that a priority to enjoy life and take time to do things for yourself. Like, I think I took away from this episode that like I do want to incorporate into my schedule time to do nothing, or time to explore new things, time like Aviel time.
Yeah. And
Because that's like what you were saying at the end of the day, when you're like towards the end of your life and you're going to be thinking and regretting, you're not going to be regretting, oh, wow, I wish I'd worked one more day. I wish that I had, you know, like you're going to be regretting like not having more experiences.
Yeah, I wish I had gone on one more hike. I wish I had gone, like when you think about work and you're like, okay, I wish I worked one more day. Like who thinks about that? But like, wow, I wish I made it a priority to hang out with my friends like on a hike. For me, that's hiking, guys. If you didn't get the picture, it's hiking. But something that I just wanted to say that I felt like it was an important point, it's again like what we were saying, it's kind of, there's certain things that are you can go to Chuck E. Cheese now, you can go run outside, catch fireflies now, but it definitely has a different meaning to you at a different age. And there's some things that you can incorporate in your life now that later you can still do, but it's just, it's different. It definitely has a different vibe. I remember just talking to our parents. I was like, listen, would you guys be interested in going camping if we did like a family camping trip? And I just don't think that they're really feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was yes, initial yes, that would be fun, but... And I was like, okay, there's a but, and I don't think it's actually going to happen.
So there's like the crouching, getting into the tent, sleeping on like a surface. I mean, yeah, maybe we could do like an air mattress, but like it's still not super comfortable.
Yeah, it's not like the, okay, who cares? It's okay. Like everything's like, more right easy now, going we're
not
for
worried.
Us.
Right. We're not worried that we're going to wake up and our backs are going to be killing us. And then we can't go into the water and it's going to be a pain in the butt, like driving back home.
Yeah. Like it's just different. You have a different approach when you're younger. And yeah, so it's just like, that's something that is important for me. Like as I'm speaking about it, I'm thinking about it more. And I think that's also something that could be important to like start talking about, like what you do want to do, like have that, not to just have it like a passing thought, but to like really bring it up. Like talking about it, you're saying, oh, I did want to do that. And like, you know, actually speaking about it now, you're like, I really do want to like incorporate the time in my life every day. Or like, I mean, once a week or something. That you're like, okay, there's just time that you're going to do something that you enjoy to do.
Right. Right.
And I think it's just so important because you really get to the whole question, like, what is life? And then that's when I'm like, I'm going to enjoy some of this.
Right. So I think that's our biggest thing, our life lesson that we can thrift to you guys. Take the time like that. That should be a priority. Also, you don't always need to be responsible. And maybe we're just talking about it because we're maybe a little over responsible. But life is short. You do need to take the time to enjoy and do the things that are quote-unquote less serious. And if you ended up doing something, you took that time for yourself, let us know what it is. We'd love to know. Maybe we'll try it ourselves.
Or if you are already doing something and you that like works for you
and have advice for us, also let us know. And I think that was it for today's episode of Life Lesson Thrift Shop.
We hope to catch you in the next one.